But whether we do or don't, it doesn't matter what we want. What's happening is that you see the perplexity. It's the same thing QAnon does. It twirls you up. It's, you're like a big bowl of spaghetti, Bob. You don't know where the end is or where the beginning is, but you take your fork and you twist and twist and twist and twist till you get a whole bunch on your fork, and then you throw it at the man trying to interrupt you to bring you one more glass of water. So
that's called an Orphic Baroque spiral on my chart. Orphic Baroque spiral.
That's right. And man, that's one a spicy a meatball. Let me tell you.
And when I throw it, the guy tried to give me a second glass of water. I go, that's one step for Bob, and no steps for the waiters union.
That's correct.
Fuck
and then
the
Carolyn quietly slips him another $100, and then quietly
gets him off. He is right against me. That's right. Doesn't kill me.
$100, just another $100. And they try to make
so much money, it doesn't matter.
And you go, no orange juice in Los Angeles. It's been
okay. So what?
No orange juice.
Oh, someone's calling me.
Is it us?
Jennifer should know better, Carolyn. Tell Jennifer on the radio. Not sure about, okay. She's a steer. She's 25 years ago. Now, she does talk about Mr. Robot, and McLuhan said we're governed by committee, so that's what she calls Mr. Global. She doesn't know who the committee is. Now, we used to have an Ionaut named Susan Johnson or Susan Johansson back in 2010, 2011.
Johansson.
She did a book of photography of all the great New York directors, and you can look that up. But she knew Catherine Fitz, and she tried to turn Fitz on to Iandom, but Fitz wouldn't have it. She's a practical economist. I mean, she worked for George Bush Sr. between 88 and 92. She was the assistant secretary of HUD, and like you heard her talking about, she saw the prime mortgage scandal starting. And she tried to fight it, but
she was head of HUD. She's the head of HUD, but couldn't fix that. It's kind of ridiculous. She was in fucking charge of it, so I guess
no. She was up against corruption. That's why she quit. So she dropped out, and she started her own consulting alternative world. I think she has her own organic farms or something. She's trying to build a community, but the choice she gives us, what clothes are you going to wear? Are you going to wear the AT&T system, or are you going to do banking and earn a living another way? That's what you call austerity or steer. She's a steer. Now, you're saying that this technology isn't going to stop, no matter what. So that's the tech body. It takes over. We've got to figure out our relationship to it. You recommend not embracing.
Wait, you got two schools of thought, Hindades, Bob. And you also have a bit of duality. You got Jenny Bell, who's going to ride that bitch to the ground, the tech buddy. She's going to ride it till there's no gas left in it. She's going to run the wheels off of that bitch now. She's going to tear it up. That's what she said. And that's one way. Okay. Then you got the Bertrand version, which means pick it apart, put it back together. It's like the toaster. What's in the toast and the toaster? Do you remember how many years it took you to figure out the difference between the toast and the toaster?
I never figured it out. Yes, I remember the never
well,
that
Bert one. Takes it. Bert takes the toast out of the toaster, takes the toaster apart, makes notes, makes a video to give to Roxy, gives ideas, gives a script, puts the toaster back together, plugs the toaster in, and then see if it will work the same before or after to find out how it works. So he can have toast whenever he wants toast. He doesn't have to grind it into a fine powdery pulp to engage it. Well, and that's another one. Now, both are valid. Both are valid. And if they end with the toast, or if they end with Jenny Bell beating the tech body, all right, we ain't mad. Because both ends up a toastmaster and gatekeeper.
Right.
The toastmaster and the gatekeeper.
Nice pun there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when you have that, then you have both sides of the ascension.
Or you got the third group, Bob's Way. We're getting the hell out of here.
Oh, hell, Bob's. You say, we're coming in. I got your ticket. Come sit right here. We're going to put you in the front row of the prison camp. Yeah, FEMA's got a little slot just for you. Oh, yes, we're going to take all your money. Yes, we have taken all your money. No, you can have your money, but now this bitch says that you ain't got no money no more because this Manhattan quit selling money. They're not having any water, and there ain't going to be no money, and you're not going to be able to do anything. You got all the money. Then you go, here's what Bob's going to say. Bob's going to say, I have the world to offer you. And then they'll say, oh, yes, you got the world to hold. Hope you like what you behold.
Yeah, well, what about getting on a spaceship? That's what I was talking about.
You're not loading anybody on the spaceship. You're trying to hope Dr. Carolyn Dean takes your damn ass along with us.
Yeah, but I'm the vision of the guide to where the spaceship is for you to
does
get
that
on.
Rhyme with, does that rhyme with antagonist of this storyline, Bob?
No, that's
to rhyme with the
antagonist. That's not apparent. That's not apparent.
Well, okay. So therefore, it would be an elusive construct yet to be displayed.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Boy, it was a white-knuckle flight for us two there, Bob. We were a little
well,
scared.
Well, do you
that
believe there's three options then? There's Ginny, Bird, and Bob's.
Well, yours will end up with, you take the Bob route, you'll wake up with a sore bum.
No, you end up in Andromeda.
No. Either way or the other two, you still got to figure out the toast. And you still got to work within the tech body. Are you going to take the tech body with you to Andromeda?
No.
Okay. Are the angels... Here, we got one for you. There's a quiz, y'all. Are the angels from the realms of glory going with us back home? There's your question.
Oh, well, maybe. For those that have vanquished them.
Why would you agree to be slaves? They have to be. If you're God, they have no choice. That's the
point.
So
if be God to go with Bob.
Oh, okay, Bob. There's a palindrome in there somewhere in there. Bob, Doug, Bob.
Anyway, you gotta be a God to go with Bob. Okay?
Yeah, and
I don't need to be a god, but you turn upside down.
Bob, if you turn upside down, it's almost 666. You know that's the upside down number.
It's very close.
Smaller case, 999. Herman Cain's 999. That was something like that.
Why don't you accept my third option as easily as you do Bert's and Ginny's?
Because they don't. Yours doesn't end in ascension. Yours just tells them immediately how inappropriate they are, how stupid they are, how insipid they are. Now you're the only smart person on the planet, and nothing's ever been created that you didn't touch. And anything that any good gift of God in life is thanks to you, since pre-Pharaoh from the Coathanites, all the way through James Dean, all the way through the whole thing, and then up to the fucking queen. The Queen of fucking England and getting her all settled in and tucked in with a little nip of gin in her tea, I guess. You've got to do what you do, but
Ginny and Bert help people become gods. But once they're gods,
Okay. Maybe. But now listen, if you look close at what they're doing, they're not worried about everybody else. Now Ginny cares for everybody else. Okay, she genuinely cares. She wants everybody's goddamn dreams to come true. She just don't want to pay for it. She wants her dreams to come true.
I'm willing to pay for it.
Don't want to feel it. That's true. The stingiest some bitch ever walked out of Canada is paying for shit. Now, how about that? Not only did he work out, check this out, Bob. Check this out. There's so much pressure that you talk about you don't know what a sebaceous cyst is. But they got a big old sebaceous cyst. You can see its little heart beating. And it's so full of corruption and pus and bile and, it's nasty. It's starting to pump up there and it's getting real uncomfortable. It caused a little fever. The system is being overtrodden with the infection and the viciousness that's attacking this body. or the body or the government or the whatever you call that thing. So they run out of run. They have run out of run. You're the last pocketbook that they're spending out of, according to this woman you had on your little blah, blah. We don't know why you listen. You could have played that in tailgate, Bob, and saved the good time for something decent.
Played what?
We don't care what you just played, wasted an hour with today. But it would have been all right. Paying that
hey, Tim,
show.
But
you
know
what
the sound of it was
to.
A little crummy?
What?
Did you find the
yeah,
sound of Cousin Fitz a little crummy?
No.
That was good on
yeah,
yours?
It was tinny. It was tinny.
I found it a little distorted, but that might be my phone. Anyways,
yeah.
Back
but
to Karen me.
Karen hears
so,
everything.
Yes,
so once
do.
That comes in, once that comes into play, once
what
that comes into play,
what?
What we were talking about before you interrupted.
About me and being stingy?
Yeah. And then you're paying out of your pot because they've run out. So check this out. Here's what they're going to do. Checks is going out Tuesday. Fuck them all. Checks is going out one goddamn way or another. They're out. You got direct deposit, it's on the way, it'll be in there, don't worry, we're gonna hook you up. We're like the Saturday Night Live.
But Rokanda's pension plan. A check's going up there?
It's gone. That's over, that's done. They're trying to borrow money.
I think they got two checks coming. Two more.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna the checks will probably go. I don't know if they're gonna cash them. See, that's the rub. I don't know if they're gonna be any good. They can write checks all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi. Don't do that. Now they will whoop a nigga in Mississippi now. I think they won't. Yeah, it ain't no good. Don't do that. Okay, so now they're going to get a check. And is it $600? Is it $1,200? Is it $2,000? Is it $2 million? How much is the damn check? They ain't passed the law, but for $600. That's all they passed. That's it. But Bob's numbers with the extra $300 billion fit in what you approve, so they can go 2,000. With a numb nut, nitwit, motherfucking dumb shit ass government fucked that up, thinking they was going over the limit. They didn't check their credit card limit that you approved and made the deposit, so they made it for 600, not knowing they could go 2,000. Well, Trump said, "You stupid morons from my party, check this out now." Donald J. Trump is fighting and arguing and supporting Bernie Sanders. They may make him president while Trump is the viceroy. He's supporting Bernie Sanders. He said, way to go, because Bernie's going to filibuster the veto. The veto, he ain't going to let him veto his veto. They say, wait a minute, they vote on the veto. They run the veto. Well, there's a long thing where they say yes is his no's and no's is yes's, and they don't know and they're not sure. Because what they did was they turned and they made a big deal about changing the Confederate names of the bases. And Trump don't like that. He don't like that. He ain't a Confederate. He don't believe in the CSA, but he don't believe in changing the name of the first president of the United States. I don't like Washington. Let's call him Hoover. Hoover was the first real president. So let's just say this Father Hoover. Was the who can go to Hooverville? We can go to Hoover. We can go to Hooterville. That'd be good. We call it get Hooter. He don't like just changing things to be doing something. There's no reason to change things just to be changing them. So he said, "No, I ain't doing the omnibus, giving everybody whatever they want anytime they want, just because they had all that crap in there." So they vetoed that. So Bernie Sanders is going to fight that off so that you can't veto it yet. And then the Congress is going to change. And they may not have nothing after that. We're going to see.
Back to Jimmy Bird and me.
No. Wait. This is the best example ever of what she was saying. Merging into the five bodies. Some point, the five bodies are going to merge. They're going to come back together. These
are you
levels
saying
of branches.
Did Fitz say that?
Yeah, that's what she was saying. That it was over. It was that the fat lady was on the stage and the aria had begun. That's what she was saying. And then they're going to poison you. They're going to make you robotic, Mr. Robot. They're going to put in them nanonites.
5G.
The nanonites.
Mind control.
5G. Five bodies. 5Gs. Five gods. Five bodies. Yep. When the five bodies become gods, it becomes 5G. Now, if y'all don't take advantage of it, think before a sovereign God, the tech money ain't going to get all of it. gonna get all that going. Take, bring all that on down through there. Every dab.
You said that somebody's gonna get all of it?
Yeah. If you don't.
Yeah.
You don't ascend and become a 5G God, five-bodied God.
So what are you saying is different from Catherine?
Oh, she's trying to blame it on some outside something, some ancient American Hebrew Lord.
She said we did it to ourselves.
Ah, okay. Well, then if that's true, you could undo it to yourself. If you did it to yourself, you could undo it.
Well, she
you
says that too.
You cut your goddamn arm off. Well, but
we get the women and they stop fucking their executive husbands. She said that.
Now, who in the world, what woman has got a good dick gonna give up a good dick? They're not gonna do that. That's like not going to the store on Boxing Day, Bob. They're gonna go even if they ain't got no money. They're gonna charge.
Okay, so humans will continue to sin. Okay, that's not gonna work. Sin will continue. So what are you suggesting that's different from Catherine?
Oh, the 5G part is the example that little men have made to force you into a decision. This is the altar call that one would use in the Church of the Subgenius of the Last Minute to bring the ushers to come around and take up an offering, get up that offering, because if they don't surrender all and come into their place of power, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to be tried tunkalopizen. They're going to be tried and found wanting, and they're not going to make it. And that's it.
And
we
how do
want
they
them
do
to
this?
Make it. We
they sent Stang the $30? Is that what you're saying?
No. Who? Reverend Stang. He passed away, didn't he, Bob?
Yes, he did. Yep.
Yeah, so no, don't send it there. They're sending money to right Reverend Stang is trying like to get a music check to the government. You just can't get there. Nothing gets there. Can't get there.
But you're saying. How are you different from
that? The Ursher. Oh, she says that this thing that we created, that's what she says, the superfluous we. We don't know who we are. But the we created, we did to ourselves. Well, there's no hope in that. You're damned. There's no way out. You're done. You can't undo it. You can't find clean food. You can't find wholesome food. You can't even got no goody in the ground to get no food in. Thank God you got Dr. Carolyn Dean is helping every way she could. She's done more than most of y'all motherfuckers has done, I'll tell you that. But then the rest of the steps is you still got to benefit from it. She saved the world, but you got to be in the world that gets saved. That gets your body ready for the change. What she does not address is the shifting change in this battleship, this Battlestar Galactica, this full-onset planet that is morphing into a vessel of light.
That's Bob's agenda, the morphing planet.
No, but don't talk. They already hate your damn ass, Bob. Don't be
they hate Bert,
that.
Too.
He's now 87. No. If they hate Jenny, they don't say nothing. Cause she'll send them a back order notice.
They don't say they hate Bert to his face. They only say they hate me to my face. I'm the only one who take it.
Well, but then that's just because you poke at them, and then they'll send you a terse
email. Make
them
say it.
You hurt my feelings, and you sank my battleship, and.
Yeah,
I call you a poor motherfucker, a whole motherfucker, bad word.
Back to the issues.
That,
back to the issues. The plan turning into a super Cadillac with fins.
Yeah, fins. That's right. The one that you can lay down in the back seat of and your feet don't touch and your head don't touch.
What has happened to Mark Sweat?
For you.
He finally had enough. We haven't heard from Mark Sweat in like 3 months. Did he realize that I was bullshitting about the economy?
No, I think he got all of his monies right. We told him what to do, and I think he's done it. He's probably on a nice island somewhere running from the 5G.
Oh, he's doing the Califia thing. He's like Califia.
Maybe.
Got his money in
Dubai. Call and ask him. You can get him on the wing. You want us to call him? We'll call him.
Give him a call. What, Cal?
Okay.
Super Cadillac with fins.
Oh, yeah, Cal's a bit behind. She's just digging the super Cadillac with fins remark by me.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be the Cadillac Yellow. that kind of like beige. Not really yellow, but not really beige or brown. It's like a subdued yellow. It's got that. Now, let's go on with the Sedan DeVille D'Elegance. That's what you're going to do. The long one.
What is that? Is that a car?
The type of Cadillac. It's the Sedan DeVille D'Elegance.
Okay, well, I didn't get any words with you. You copped out on the... What are you advocating that's different from Fitz? Okay, she knew nothing about the mystery landscape. Okay, she didn't understand that. A whole argument falls apart if you bring in
her whole thing,
mystery landscape.
Now, wait. Her whole thing was about the mystery landscape, because she kept talking about how they're all screwed, and she doesn't know why. Except that they did it to themselves. So,
well, she thought that people could... take back what they lost, but she didn't say how to other than read her report. If you read her report, then maybe you could do it. But nobody's going to read her report, so. Back to me and Carolyn. We have to do everything. We saved everybody's butt.
Back
well,
the in
ones
the saddle again. Yeah. That's right. And Sue Bone. Hey, Sue Bone. Say hey to Sue. Be nice.
Sue does not call in. She's not worthy of acknowledgement. Till she calls in and submits to the Bob interrogation, she's just fucking around, doing nothing. Diddling
her
garage archives. Listening, ain't it? I admit it clear.
She'll put it in the second volume of the Book of Iron Knowledge. You better be careful.
This
we know whose box it is.
Yeah, here's what I wrote in response to posting Catherine Fitz. I said, she's an excellent introduction for the little man and little woman. The irony is that her listeners would think Eindhoven and Dobstown are part of the committee or Mr. Global, and they would be correct for the wrong reasons. We bring in the mystery landscape, which is way more important than anything Fitz says. That's my comment on her.
Okay. But it was interesting to listen to her babble about how they were all screwed.
Yeah. Thompson. She had a bit of Thompson. She's a bit of a New Ager. New Age solution.
Yeah, well,
from the 70s.
Yeah, that happens.
Look at this. We have a name. Who's Tim?
Tim. Who's
Tim? Are you new or been here before, Tim? Tim, 952. Another terrified I not wannabe. Won't speak. Let's see. Who else
say we got? Say speak as mouth won't. You blowed this whole show. I hope you had people with depending. This was their last breath. To get something in here and you play this bullshit that nobody gives a flip about and rent their life. You rent their life, Bob. That's what you
Where
do.
Where is Alyssa? Alyssa hasn't had a chance to talk in a while. I don't see her. Well, Alyssa, indicate where you are if you're on here.
They probably all went to the damn beach after that. Cabal.
Okay. Wasn't that great? Wasn't that important, Bert? Austin Fitz?
Yes, Bob. Yes.
He's so
you can get
he sounds like you're just yesing me. Are you yesing
no,
me?
No, you can get the overlay. You can see the threads of what you've been saying. I heard that she said something in that the Mr. Global is instituting a new civilization.
Yes. That's the tech body, her version of the tech body.
The tech body, and basically what she was describing, and Ian brought it up about the 5G, because the 5G, based on what Ian has laid out in clues, the 5G along with the cloud is the game changer for everyone. I mean, because there's a lot going on with what Ian outlined with the cloud, and then Ian has said something about last week about the 5G, and they just said about become a 5G god, so... There's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of cross-references what Ian's outline of what she said. It's just hers is more like the Booger Man version of the fear factor.
Well, okay.
That's right. There's no way out. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the Woolworth and see what you can get for it.
She says the way out is we get a revolution. So, Bert, here's what it
how
is.
You, wait a minute. Hold on one second, Bob. How can you have a rep? This is kind of like Donald Trump. He's running for the Reform Party while he's in office. If they did this to themselves, although the superfluous we, if we did this to ourselves, why are we supposed to come against us? We that done it has got to go against us that did it. How does that work?
You drop out of the techno body. Stop using your cell phone.
You push that button and they rang the doorbell. 30 minutes later, you order anything in the sun, moon, and stars. Push that button and it's at your door. And you come back along there just a little bit. And then they bring somebody and they pop this
I'm talking to Bert.
In a box.
You said your bit. You said your bit. We know. You understand.
Now
let me clarify what Bert missed.
We got to ask you, Bert, some stuff. What you doing with us, too? Go ahead.
Okay, so Bert, at the end of it, I went for my walk, came back here, and I'd listen to it, and I said, what do you think? She said, well, I'm sort of like Mae Bessel. I said, well, she has a bit of everybody in there. She's got the space war, that's Beter. She's got the banking thing, that's Arouche. Now, I heard her in an interview a couple of years ago say the elite, the one percenters or whatever, they're allowed to kill people, if necessary, to keep the thing going. The average person not allowed to kill people. So that's a Mae Bessel level. Call that the Mae Bessel part. The elite can kill you. So you got Beter, Mae Bessel, and LaRouche. And she's Thompson. Got a bit of Thompson in her by saying, you know, give up GMO and start doing organic farming. They get a bit of Thompson.
Moon despair, and it won't work. And Eeyore syndrome.
On
forgot
a little
Eeyore.
Bit.
Forgot
we
Eeyore.
Know. We know. She touched on a little bit of the tech body type mode, Mr. Robot. And the committee. So she's pretty good at doing my chart. And she's probably the only one left now who operates out of the fear dynamic or non-fear, depending on who you are. So, Bert, I just want to clarify that's why you would find it significant. You would hear echoes of the chart in there. You may not have noticed that.
Yes, you bring it up. Yes. Yes. But I was trying to look at the charts on I made like 3 time marks, but it was hard to see her charts. But it seems she's very organized in her train of thought.
Here's the way it is. I noted them. You have the military working to dominate space or fighting over space with China. Then you have Operation Warp Speed, which is the brain-machine interface. So that's Coker's virtual reality. Then you have Big Pharma, GMO food, and disaster capitalism. That was the third level. Yeah. Then the media. She didn't talk too much about the media, but that's obvious to everybody now. And then the central bankers, the fifth level, who were bringing in the cryptocurrency. Now, look at that. The military. Space level, the first one. That's us going to Andromeda. Brain-machine interface, that's interacting with Ion the hologram. Big pharma, GMO food, and disaster capitalism. That's our...
product.
See, that's our product. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And then the media is my shows. Me. Whatever I say is important in the media, that's what you pay attention to. It's your ongoing learning of the social mortar. Then the central bankers with the cryptocurrency is bounced off by our RNA drops. So her 5 points, we have the answers to all 5 points. And we're implementing them. That's what she doesn't know.
Yes. Yes.
So that's why it's good. It's a good background to us from the other side. The dark side. Yeah. The fear side.
The dark side.
But we don't know what I'm laughing at.
The dark side.
I have a spiritual card addiction.
We don't contradict. We don't even contradict our contradictions. What are you talking about, Bob? Ever since Bob got his fuck you money, you can't do nothing with him. He just running around trying to buy stuff and running countries and they'll
buy libraries.
Playing along, carrying them out of there. He'll say, up. Then he says, I don't talk to anybody. They're calling him, but he won't answer the phone. They're scared. They don't know whether to do it or not. We're going to give the people the money. No, you're not. I'm not giving you. Do what you want to do. I ain't giving you shit. I don't know.
Hey, Bert.
Get away from me.
I'm Johnny Carson, and I have this Ed McMahon. They can't stop talking. That's what I had is my Ed McMahon.
How was it Ed McMahon? He was going, whoa, 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 whoa. He would laugh like
right.
for an hour. It was causing people to have arrhythmia and tachycardia. He could do it for hours. It was so funny.
At least you had somatic units in your whoa, whoa, whoa.
Especially when they would do Carmack. Remember Carmack?
Yeah, Carmack, the guy with the card on his forehead.
Yeah, that would tell the news.
Okay, Bert, you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, we do.
Just to let you know, Alyssa's called in. Alyssa's called in. But yes, I do. Ion.
Yeah.
I saw a video. China's artificial sun. They're claiming to have actually activated a nuclear powered artificial sun. Can you give me some words on that? Is it just propaganda?
Don't look at that. No. It's not propaganda. Everything so far, y'all can't have nothing. Y'all can't get nothing. Y'all can't know nothing. So just like Emory University, we're going to give y'all that something. Apparently every good thing comes from China. So it gives you an example. If you look, you see inside that where it talks about the exchange of energy, and once you launch it, it never stops?
Yes.
And it's how many times brighter than the sun?
Oh, I missed that part.
And did you see, and if you look inside the little curve, did you see the Wilson right there in the middle of it? Isn't that nice?
Oh. That was the diagram. That was a diagram, though, Ion. That's the thing that was...
Yeah.
It was a diagram with elements in, like, this cylinder. That's what you're referring to?
Yep. And then they talk about deuterium. They had deuterium, and they had those other radioactive things that only Dr. Carolyn Boone talks about, and you said it a couple of times, because you're the only one that really, really, really listens, apparently. We don't know. That's why you're number 87, for sure.
Yes.
So that's good. And so then that's good. Now, you own us like a bad habit. We don't sleep anymore. Poor J.W. is about to die, he was already dead, or he may be dead, sure enough, now, because he don't sleep anymore. It's pretty bad, or... Bob calls at 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning every night just to see if he's laying around or where he's passing out or see if he slid his
throat. I do that. I call at 4 in the morning his time to see if he's still awake, and he is. He can't sleep. His eye won't let him fall asleep. He has to know what's going on.
Hell no. And then we have to get him all straightened out. Then he asks the question, he'll say, what's the news tomorrow, which is today, which was yesterday, which is now. And I say, I'll tell you the day after yesterday, Bob. The day after yesterday, I'll tell you all about it. And so then we go, okay, then you're stirring things again. So there's this implement that you've seen or that you're asking us about, and you're poking us with it, and we're trying to explain it to you, but you won't listen. It's almost like we're there and you don't know we're there. You're asking about what is this thing. It's like an element. It's like it would be like a big test tube. Like, you know those things they put store cigars in, those tubes?
Yes.
That they put the cigars in. It would be like that, clear, full of mercury. Or an element like mercury. So it would be mercury-like, I guess is the way to say that. Mercury-like element. You're asking us all about it. He don't want to talk about it. Now he ain't got nothing to say because he knows we own something now. Because the point
is artificial sun?
No.
Are we still talking about that first?
No, Ion's going on
the next phase.
Ion's going on about some element that I'm bothering him about. Which I'm in the process of recollecting.
Troubling.
At night.
Yes.
Yeah, it's when, we push back when you fell out of bed. You remember that?
No, I don't. That's been a while. Yeah. Okay, Ion, I fell, but that was like months ago, not like last night before, anything like recently.
We don't know. We don't do time. Well, wait till the day after tomorrow. Maybe until the day after tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
The day before yesterday.
That's
the day before yesterday.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, Ian. Where are we going with this? What is it that you said?
We're trying to enlighten you about what it is, so you don't have a nervous bust out trying to figure it out, because it's a little bit strange. Now the elements, the earth is taking it a little bit more of a pitched and yaw change. So what you're going to see, the elements are starting, the half-lives are starting to become. Carolyn, I like Carolyn's word. Carolyn says, so Ion, you're saying that if they lose their half-life, do they disintegrate? We go, no, they become stable. And she says, oh, so they become whole. That's her word. And we like that word, whole. So radioactive elements become whole. And that's very good. That's good they become whole. Like total biology.
Okay, I'm with that. Okay, we're opening up a subject we could speak for hours about. But would that relate to what you said last weekend about the protein becoming stable as well?
Uh-huh.
You said
yes.
Last week.
And how the amino acid, don't mess it up. And how the amino acids are, how would you say, imbibed? Like if you made a stiff drink, you would imbibe an alcohol and take that into your body, but it doesn't last.
Yes.
So this changes the amino acid to make the amino acid appropriate to such a place that it becomes stable. So that's why your restructure is so satisfying. That's the way to say that?
Yes.
Because you're banging out some restructure now, big and many days.
Yes,
it's all
it
that.
It's necessary. I heard, remember you said a few months ago that not take it one day and see what happens. And I don't want to fall into that trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's,
and it's okay, but you can feel it firsthand. So, we're not fussing
yes.
or nothing. It's all good. But we ain't mad. See, we're not mad as a hatter. We pine. Now listen, we pine for every one of them. We want everybody to ascend. We would like everybody to be a god. We'd like to take orders from everybody. But if they don't, we're gonna catch you slipping. We're gonna catch you slipping. Just so you know, there's a penalty clause in this thing now. You don't got to do nothing if you don't want to. It's all right with us. You wasn't doing anything anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference. So, go make something. Go make a new disaster.
Spencer never did
go make a new Wait, now nah, he lost a fortune. Are you kidding? He lost a fortune. Spencer lost a fortune.
Yeah,
he lost more money than most people have ever seen. Yeah, he was good. But then again, life's a gamble, though, Bob, in the little man's body. So just saying, they're always getting run over by a train, getting burnt to death in a fire, getting drowned in the ocean, getting hit by a shark or swallowed by a whale or getting to the... Or you know what happened last time he was in the opium den, Bob? That was pretty ugly, too, when you're laying on that rock, laying on that rock in the opium den.
Hey, Ion, I know we have a short window.
Yes,
here, so
Bert.
Can I ask you?
Yes, Bert. Bert. Sue Bone has pictures of him in the opium den. Don't worry. We're going to put him on his Facebook page.
Hey, Ian, we have a short window here, so I want to ask you two questions. Because you slipped something in there last weekend, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, Mr. Ion. Hey, Ion. You said last weekend if you can flip Saturn and Venus.
Did
Venus also flip with Saturn and Jupiter a week ago?
Yeah, but you couldn't see it. You was looking the wrong way. You couldn't see it.
They're going to find it. So when you say flip, that means they changed their locations from the sun?
They're out of orbit. They're now, three planets are now out of orbit. That's the only way you can perfectly balance keeping the moons out of your way so you can't see them. And so now you're going to start seeing a lot. There's a whole lot of fancy, newfangled, bullshit things you're going to bump into
that you've never, ever, ever been, ever, never, never seen in them before. Never, never seen this, nothing like this before. And you can have a King Jeffries hold his hand up and tell you all about it. Joaquin.
Okay, that's, okay, there's another question just popped up. You also say, I heard you explain to Madeline that the three moons were layered.
Yeah, she calmed down now. We thought she was crazy as batshit for a while there. But she's stable off now. She's doing so much better. She's quit whoring, so that's a good step. Now, she may starve to death, but she's quit whoring. And she's trying to get away from water, but the water keeps running to her. I don't understand it. It's pretty. She's in Idaho where there wasn't a lot of water, and now she's right back in Lake Erie. That's what we call it, Erie some. So, anyhow, it's all good, but she's going to work it out. She's going to work it out. It's good, but she's doing much better because she's eased down. She's simpler. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make things logical and not so comedically, conspiratorially based living. Because there's not a lot of benefit long into that.
Yeah, okay, I have some other questions that you just outlined, but I'll come to those on Saturday.
Come on.
Okay, another thing. You said that the melting...
I wasted the hour with that bullshit, so sorry.
you said that the Milky Way is degrading. Is that the cause? Is the ice the cause of the Milky Way degrading? Is that what's causing the Milky Way to degrade?
Is what causing the Milky Way to degrade?
The ice cell. The ice cell's presence on the planet Earth.
It's not what's causing it, but it's occurring simultaneously.
It's occurring simultaneously. So would it be the AL2SO4 causing the Milky Way to degrade?
You have to get a different agar. Grow it out. You gotta get a right agar and you gotta grow it out. Then you'll see. Now something that you could point to if you were being a little more specific, which you're not, is that the insulinose, is that causing it? And that's probably the closest because see, what happens is, if you look at what the Milky Way is actually made of, they don't know, but it's actually a super carbon hydrator. What it is. And so what we're trying to do is if you take the look and see it's changing before it goes supernova to fold into itself, it becomes a shape kind of a perfect heart. You know, like on the Cheerio box, the little heart, and that little seeds out there that it actually kind of starts looking. It shows it perfectly right now, but they can't see shit. They don't know nothing. I mean, it's third eye blind, it's the hand signals for the blind, and they're holding the camera, so go figure what they're taking a picture of. It's kind of great fun. You see, it's like a photo album for a blind man. It doesn't do much good as a bird flies.
So you said the Milky Way is a super carbon hydrator.
Yes.
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 And what was insulinose?
Oh, no. Don't remember. Never heard of it before. What is that, Bob?
What did you say about insulinose, Bert?
That's insulinose.
Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Something we don't know.
Insulinose
has something to do with the ice cell?
No, insulinose has something to do with the Milky Way degrading.
Oh, okay.
And banana bread. And banana bread, Bob. Banana bread.
Yeah.
That is also about banana
bread. Okay, Bert, is that it?
All right. That's it, Bob. Thanks. Yeah, thanks,
okay,
Ian.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bert.
So, thanks. I guess, come by and we'll drink the rest of your bourbon and, I'll tell you what's in that cylinder. Don't fuck with that cylinder. Just saying.
Thanks.
Just saying.
Okay, Alyssa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're like a clear phone. You got a good phone. Will you send Bob a phone like that? He really could use one that works.
Yeah.
Do you know how this phone came about?
Yeah.
This happened one day. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Did you bring the plate with you to your parents or to your, no, not there, wherever you are now?
Right.
Did you bring the plate?
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. So I'm at my parents' now for the holidays, but when I leave, I will take it with me to my new home.
Mm-hmm. Abode. Good. We like that. And we don't think we like your job, but it's okay if it's what you want to do. It gets you out of that horrible place, so it's okay. We support it. We're going to let you do what you want to do, but you got to stay on point.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, don't get in the doldrums because it's ridiculous, you know?
Well, what job? I mean, I'm enjoying it for now.
Give it 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
He's talking about the
so
plate?
My new job. Okay. So I'll take the plate with me. So I'm gonna be in two places before I'm at my new home, and I'll take the plate with me in the two places as well as my new abode.
Yeah, and you can
Is
keep
that
it wrapped. You don't have you can keep it wrapped. You don't have to have it out.
Okay. Okay.
You can still wrap. You don't have to wear. Don't bust it.
Right.
Don't.
Right.
You can buy another toothbrush, but you can't buy another plate.
Okay. Okay, so what is the latest on this F-sharp frequency?
Do you really care?
Well, I'm interested because it's come up recently, and the first time we talked, you know what you told me.
Yeah.
So, I'm in. Ready to change the frequency?
Yes. Okay, so you've had your little sabbatical or whatever you call this ridiculous awayness. You weren't really away, because you were actually more on point than you had been. We know that.
Right.
Even being able to connect outside of yourself a little better than you have. You stopped with the silly questions and got serious. And so the only one that's important is the change of that frequency.
Okay.
Not what you do, it's who you do.
Okay.
And then what happens now what happens is you have a different glove, like if you're playing catch. You had a different glove. So that's good.
Okay. So I'm curious about how you told me how I should be all the frequencies.
You kind of are. You go to your parents' house and you're a completely different person. You go to your sister's and you're a completely different person. You go to fucking Shah of Iran and you're a whole different, but you're like,
you're
Bob. You're a damn comedian, sort of.
Okay. Well, no, I was relating to the being all the frequencies to the living water opening the throat, how there won't be a throat anymore.
There'll be a throat, there won't be an esophagus. There'll be no way to have backwash. There'll be no more GERD. The throat is just it's the valley. You don't get rid of the valley because you always have the mountains. So you put the little dam that stops it up, the esophageal condition where the throat comes into the esophageal tract, right at the end of that is the esophagus. And so if you get rid of that, you won't ever have any issue.
Okay.
So that's what's going to open and flow.
Okay.
Because you're not going to need a gallbladder no more, remember? Because there'd be no bowel. But if there's no bowel, then there's nothing to kick back. And the way acid works, you'll be changing the way you eat food anyway. It'll be different. So there'll be no acid to eat it down and break it down and bust it up.
Okay. Okay, it is. And I want to go into the all frequencies thing. But I think you're illuminating to me now that those were kind of separate conversations that are obviously related, but they're not completely transferable. Like, they're two different conversations.
They were intimating it, yes.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about how my feet are super sticky. And
Okay,
so the OA movement, it's like a barometer. I'm noticing, being able to notice different things as I do them. And now when I do them, my feet are always sticky right away. And so, okay.
Well, we'd like to say they always have been.
Okay.
Okay, we would like to say they always have been, but you didn't notice.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
more consistent.
It ain't no trouble. It's just, and that's not consistent. It's not even stickier than it was. All it is now is you're aware of it. Got it.
Okay. So what's going
I'm
on
so
when
blind,
all the
folks who will not see?
What's going on, Ian, when all of a sudden I do the OA movement super fast?
You know.
Have you noticed
that? You know the answer to that. Bert does that too, but Bert's tore up the damn tile in his garage. But that's a whole nother thing.
Okay. And then the other thing I notice is that I'll be looking ahead, like say I'm looking at the sliding glass door, and at some point in the duration of doing them, it's like I've grown taller. It's like I'm looking at the glass door from a different perspective.
You're not there. You are not there. That's the perspective that's different.
Okay. So what you're saying, when I shift that perspective it's like I'm looking down as opposed to like in line or parallel to it, that's when I'm not there?
Certainly. There's more words to say about that because you have no clue what you're talking about. None.
Right.
You're just saying, you're like saying, I don't know, there's something itchy, and it's like you got this big glob of gunk in your ear, and you got to take a Q-tip, and you want us to describe what's going to come out of your ear. And you're like, ooh, I don't know, it just feels a little strange. It's like I hear okay sometimes, but it's like I'm in a drum, and I can't really get figure. You see how we kind of go from there. Kind of, damn, okay. So,
we got some stuff
to work on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's work on that. I just am noting that stuff, and it feels like that. It feels like the sweetness of noticing the process, because those things are real. They're super noticeable. That's why I'm bringing them up. Let's see. What else
they're real, but they're not. About. They're real, but they're not visceral. Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
Well, no, that's not an okay. That's a
That is a because visceral is like a. We've gone over visceral before. Let me grab that real quick.
We're blinded by the light.
Visceral, visceral, felt in or as if in the internal organs of the body, deep. Not intellectual, dealing with crude or, okay, dealing with crude or elemental emotions, earthy, and of relating to or located on and among the viscera, and that's the Schlanschnick. What is that? Okay, so you're saying it's not visceral?
Correct.
I'll have to follow up on that.
Yeah, but you're doing great. We like your details. Now you're starting to make notations of where the fuck you were. You notice that?
What do you mean? What details?
The details of where you were.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the details of the conditions?
Well, yeah, but we don't see that. We see the condition cleans itself up. It's like where you were, how you were, what the word was were.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to spook you. We didn't want to spook you either, so that's all that's about.
Oh. Okay, so are you talking about when my mom visited me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
That was fun. Strange, but fun.
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking about the details that I'm noting about where I was during that timing of when my mom visited me.
Spatial acrimony. You know what that means?
Nope.
Well, how do you teach people who don't know anything?
I know. Oh, okay.
Well, you know you don't know. You know you don't know. That's the part you got down pat is the part you don't know. That's the one you're sure of. You're sure you don't know. That's good.
Okay, did you say spatial acrimony?
Yes.
Spatial angerness and bitterness, harsh or biting sharpness, especially words, manner, or feelings. I would say my words were acrimonious, but the feelings were.
That's what we were talking about, isn't it?
Okay.
No, don't let us get away with that.
Don't let us get away with that. Make us work it.
We'll work it. Yeah, I want to figure out what to do with this anger.
Yeah, and see, you come across as the sweetest one, the wholesome one, the almost our Miss Brooks. That's what we always call Bob, was our Miss Brooks. Almost like that, but not quite, you see. But we got you with the chicken and biscuit. That's when we got you. You knew we were new. You knew it was no joke then. It was going, oh, shit,
right.
Wait. You knew then. There's no question. And we try to do things subtly. There's no reason to be vulgar. We are vulgar, but there's no reason for it. You see?
Okay.
We just say what y'all have to hear. We say what y'all have to hear. If y'all get it, we'll tell you Sunday school stories. You know, we'll... No, hell no. Y'all want to go raping. Y'all want a Caligula rave is what y'all want. Y'all want something over the top, something crazy. We're like, why you gotta do it like that? You want it like that? And here we go. Every time we try to cool it off, y'all make it worse. So,
It
ain't mad or nothing. It don't bother us. We got a lot of things, but a fear ain't one of them.
Okay. I definitely feel like I'm being rearranged.
No. Let's say it this way. Let's say you're being sorted.
Okay.
Yeah, we like that. Being sorted.
Okay.
All the sorted details.
Okay. What kingdoms do the gods embrace?
Anyone they choose.
Okay.
Anyone they like. Mm-hmm. They tear it up on the weekend, too. Just saying.
So other than the address, is there another tell that I am home?
The mirror won't fog up in the bathroom.
Okay. When you were making mentions of my hair, did that have to do with the hydrogen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, come Saturday night, we'll tear it up. We're gonna do a get ready, we're gonna do a tag team with you and Bertrand. It's gonna be a lip and lolly.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, darling, always.
You're welcome, Martha.
Y'all fasten your seatbelts.
He's been saying that for a long time.